The tax cut package is not nearly as big as the Bush administration had hoped, but many U.S. business leaders are celebrating its expected passage. Business investment has been the weak link in the U.S. economy during the current slowdown, with many companies afraid to purchase new equipment or hire more workers. The bill is meant to stimulate business spending, but critics say it may take a while to have an impact, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Many U.S. business leaders had enthusiastically backed President Bush's call for a $725 billion tax cut, but as Congress prepared to vote on a smaller cut yesterday, those business leaders were willing to take what they could get. John Castellani is president of the Business Roundtable.
This is something a little less than that, but we think it will be a substantial increase in both GDP growth and job creation, because more money will be in the economy. And people will be spending more, and investors will be more confident.
The bill contains several provisions its sponsors say will stimulate business spending. Throughout the long slowdown, consumers have more or less kept spending at respectable levels, but many businesses have been more reticent. Stephanie Harkness is chairman and CEO of Pacific Plastics and Engineering, a small injection molding and assembly company in California.
When you begin to see a downturn and you don't know how long it's going to last, one of the things you do is look carefully at personnel and new capital investments. And we postponed hiring additional key personnel, and we pushed out until third quarter this year purchasing new capital equipment.
Harkness notes that the tax cut will allow her company to deduct more equipment as an expense and depreciate it faster. And she says the acceleration of personal income tax cuts will allow her to invest more in her company and hire more people.
I certainly will be able to do that now because I'm going to have, more dollars to work with.
Just how many companies will respond in the same way remains to be seen. The late 1990s saw the biggest run-up in capital spending in decades. Many businesses spent lavishly on new equipment and personnel, and as a result, they find themselves with more production capacity than they can use, idle factories, empty trucks, and unused machines. And they have been reluctant to spend any more, even with very low interest rates. Scott Brown, chief economist at the brokerage company Raymond James & Associates, says tax breaks by themselves won't necessarily change that.
If you look at global growth right now, it's weak and appears to be getting weaker. So, as firms look out over the next 6 months or so and try to decide, am I going to hire more workers or buy more capital equipment, if they don't think the demand's going to be there, they're not going to make those decisions.
Brown does believe that, on balance, the tax cut will help the economy, but he says it's unlikely to have much impact right away. Many business leaders express disappointment that the tax on stock dividends is not being eliminated. Proponents had argued that requiring individuals to pay taxes on dividends already taxed as corporate profits is an unfair double taxation. But Chris Myers of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says given political opposition in the Senate, a reduction of the tax was probably all that could be achieved.
Well, obviously it's not quite as good as complete elimination of the double taxation of dividends. We recognize, though, that some accommodations had to be made here.
Myers says reducing the tax will encourage more people to buy stocks and push stock prices up, which would make individual investors feel wealthier. That, coupled with the acceleration of income tax cuts, would help stimulate consumer spending, and many business leaders say that will bring about an elusive rebound in growth. But with economies slowing in many places around the world and terrorism still a big concern, no one can say for sure when that will happen. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.